Peace is not something that can be taken from us. Peace is something that we give away.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is Monday of the third week of Advent.
Thank you for being here. You know, it's a real honor for Janelle and I to be able to serve you this way. You know, we sit in our basement, we turn on the cameras and lights and go action. And it's just an honor that people from around the world will tune in and watch. And we want to say that we're blessed to journey with you. Mm-hmm. We're blessed to journey with you with St. Alphonsus. So thanks for being here.
I feel a little bit sad that we don't get the extra week of Advent in.
Yeah, we got cut short, didn't we?
Yeah, but you know what? That's the way the church has it, so we got to be happy with it. All right, first quote. If worldlings deem it so great a favor to be invited by kings to dwell in their palaces, how much more favored should we esteem ourselves who are admitted to dwell continually with the King of Heaven in his own house?
So I'll jump in first. Sure. Like, just the thought was that, do we consider it a privilege to be able to visit Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament? Oftentimes we have these stories of meeting famous people. Oh, there was this time that I was walking through the airport, connecting a flight, and I saw this person. Mm-hmm. Now, I've spent lots of times in airports. I've seen famous people in airports. And so we drop these stories. But how insignificant these stories are compared to meeting the King of Kings in the Blessed Sacrament. Mm-hmm. So it's good to remember this.
Yeah. Could you imagine if you like went up to someone and say like, guess who I saw on Sunday? They'd be like, what happened to you?
That's right. So it's good as a motivator to visit the Blessed Sacrament. Because honestly, I think I could probably make more visits to the Blessed Sacrament than I actually do. And seeing it this way is a good motivator. Yeah.
And really, like, if somebody says, like, I got to Mass today, or I got to go to Eucharistic Adoration, we should all be like, wow, that's amazing. That's so awesome. Because it's true. It is. So last weekend, we had a religious order join us for supper, and it was such a privilege. Mm-hmm. So there were seven of them, actually, three who are professed sisters. One was a priest. There was a couple who were collaborating couple, or what are they called?
Yeah, I don't know what they call it.
Yeah. And then there was one young lady who was discerning a vocation with them from the Miriam family. And it was just absolutely beautiful. And it was like from the moment that they walked into our place, it was like this joy and just, you know, the virtues of peace just like filled our home. And I didn't want them to leave because it just, you could tell it was so tangible. It was so beautiful.
And one of the unique things about this particular order is that they're contemplative, but then they also have an active service in the world. But in terms of prayer, they spend 4.5 hours a day before the Blessed Sacrament. So when they come into our home, I had the same experience. I was aware of their joy and their peace. And you have to ask, well, where does that come from? Mm-hmm. Well, they spend 4.5 hours a day before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. That's where their peace comes from. That's where their joy comes from. And I can't believe how blessed we are to have these type of people come into our homes. Part of it is because we have done ministry for a long time that we've been blessed to have relationships with these types of people. And so when they are in the area, sometimes they reach out and say, can we come over? And we're so fortunate that we can have a place that we say, yes, come. Mm-hmm. And what a witness also to our children to be able to meet people who spend 4.5 hours a day in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Now, what would happen to me?
And I was just thinking about, like, this is what my problem is. I don't spend enough time in front of the Blessed Sacrament.
I'm going to push on that. Okay. Because if I spent 4.5 hours a day before the Blessed Sacrament, I would probably lose my salvation.
Why?
This is the reason. Because my duty is seven kids and you.
Yeah, that's true.
So this is what we have to be aware of. What are we called to? Mm-hmm. Not everyone can spend that amount of time before the Blessed Sacrament because that is not everyone's vocation.
Right. So if you were neglecting your duties.
Exactly. Yeah.
And spending all that time at church or doing whatever.
That there's no physical way that would be responsible for me to spend 4.5 hours before the Blessed Sacrament. I do believe that would cause me to lose my salvation. Yeah. It would be a serious thing. So there's a point where we can take our devotions too far. Typically, we don't have that problem. It's not, we pray, you know, but to be aware, we are faithful to our vocation. And how can we visit Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament considering our state of life?
Mm-hmm. Right. It doesn't mean not to go at all.
That's
it means
right.
Like what would be a good balance. Like, what is God calling us to?
And when? Why don't we share how we've been kind of been able to work that into our lives?
We actually have, the cathedral isn't too far from our place here. They have adoration on Thursday evenings here in Saskatoon. And actually, our parish has it at the same time, but it just so happens that the cathedral is a little bit closer. So, and they have confessions as well at the same time. So it's just like a double blessing.
And some of you might be thinking, well, why don't you just go to your parish? Here's the practical reason, just because someone's going to comment, why aren't you going to your parish? Because my brother is our pastor.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And we want to go to confession at least once a month. And we have an arrangement with my brother, who is our pastor, that we don't go to him for confession. So that's why we go to another parish. It's a unique situation. Otherwise, we would go to our own parish.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So anyhow, that's a blessing for us. Peace of the soul is of greater value than all the kingdoms of the world. And what avails it to have dominion over the whole world without interior peace? Better is it to be the poorest peasant in the land and content than to be the lord of the whole world and to live a discontented life. But who can give this peace? The world? Oh no, peace is a blessing that is obtained only from God.
So here's a question I'd like you to consider. Imagine you had the two options here. You could be the richest person in the world, but your life has no peace. Or you could have a slightly below average income where your needs are all met, but your life is full of peace. So you're below the average income versus a peaceful life, and then you have all the wealth in the world, no peace. Which one do you choose? Remember, all that money, you can do anything you want. There's no limit, but you just can't buy peace. To the degree that we struggle between these two options is our degree on our attachment to this world. Because there really should be no question, right? Mm-hmm. Only Jesus can grant us peace.
Mm-hmm.
Only Jesus. Now, do you remember the book that we read a while back, Searching for and Maintaining Peace?
Yes.
And Father Jacques Philippe.
Mm-hmm. It was so good.
Yeah. And one of the things that he says is that peace is both a task and a gift. So it's a gift from God, but there's certain things that we have to do as well in order to let Jesus permeate our life. So it's a gift and a task. So I was thinking about this before coming on, praying with this idea. You know, I sat down on the couch and right beside me was a whole bunch of crumbs. Guess what happened? Those crumbs stole my peace. I just wanted to go through these notes to get ready for you to speak about peace. Now these crumbs stole my peace. Do you got crumbs in your life that steal your peace? So then I started to think about this. I'm like, okay, why am I giving the crumbs authority over my life? But we do that all the time. We let the crumbs have authority. Maybe it's not a crumb, but it's a person. We give somebody else authority in our life to take away our peace. Don't give away your peace. Don't give it to the crumbs. Don't give it to those people. That's something that we do ourselves. Mm-hmm. Peace is not something that can be taken from us. Peace is something that we give away. And so the other thing I thought of is, well, how else can I work this task of peace? Our job in the Christian life is to be faithful. Jesus is the one that's responsible for giving the fruit. So all we have to do is be faithful. So I look at the crumbs. Mm-hmm. Well, I did my best today. I did clean up the kitchen. I swept a little bit. I cleaned up some dishes. I cleaned up to around the kitchen. So I was faithful to my duty. I didn't see the crumbs on the couch. Well, I did my best. So then in that moment, I decided, okay, well, I did my best. I'll get the crumbs after we're talking done with you here. But you look at your life. You do your best in your current circumstance, and then you leave the fruitfulness up to God. Maybe you're not going to be successful in your faithfulness. For example, worldly success. We talk a lot about worldly success. Maybe you won't be successful, but you just be faithful. There's where the peace is. And let God be in charge of the fruitfulness, of mm-hmm. the effort.
Father Jacques also says that there's never any good reason to let our peace be stolen. And I just think that's so true because, like you were saying, the crumbs, but it could be anything. Like, it could be a red light. It could be a text message. It could be the tone of somebody's voice. It could be, you know, just there's so many things that just are reaching and trying to grab our peace, right?
So today, don't let the crumbs take your peace. I think we're done. We're going long enough here. So thank you so much for tuning in today. Comment below. Share with us what stood out to you and why. And I'll see you tomorrow. Janelle will be on Wednesday. God bless.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel. Shall come to thee, O Israel.